Teachers are paid almost $500 per month, but some take home about $100 after salary deductions, including loans and credits with the departmental stores and other entities. Realizing that this is affecting their families, some are now engaged in various activities like buying and selling goods in order to supplement their income. Edwin Mukute, who is a teacher at Chiroa Kangwe School in Dankamvura Sebabu Mtare, says owing to the hard times that have befallen them, most are conducting extra lessons for local students. He says these extra lessons are held over weekends and school holidays, where they charge varying amounts of money.
We as teachers, we are struggling at the moment. We are right now conducting extra lessons, selling vegetables at home to supplement the salary that we are having. Also, we are selling some stuff even at the school where we teach, in the class where we teach. We sell stuff like pencils and other small stuff for the children to buy so that we supplement the small income that we are having.
Another school teacher, Peter Pariani, says he has diversified into selling second-hand clothing and engaging some other income-generating projects. Pariani says there's never a time, especially around now, where a teacher would only rely on their monthly salary to survive.
Because you know that the salaries that we are getting, they are too little to sustain our families and our livelihood. We are engaging into vendor and flea market activities. Like myself, I go to Mozambique, I try to buy second-hand clothes and come and resell. I also take the opportunity when I go to school, I also sell sweets and zepnecks to students.
Julius Mangezi, a teacher from Chipinge Communal Lanes, says he plays hide-and-seek with school authorities since it is forbidden to sell anything at school. He too is now into vending at the school grounds.
What we have now devised is that we are now mostly into vending as a way of trying to supplement our meager salaries. But as you are aware, our school heads do not allow such activities. So we have to do it clandestinely as means of, augmenting our salaries.
Another teacher from Yanga, who only identified himself as Edwin, says he is now engaged in illegal activities in order to survive. He says some of his female colleagues are now engaged into prostitution in order to supplement their income. He says all this is happening due to the current economic problems bedeviling the country.
As teachers, we are struggling because our salaries are not good for us. In December, we are promised the bonus and they did not give us the bonuses. And this month, our dates have been changed for our salaries. And we have now turned into selling vegetables, clothes, just to supplement our salaries. We are also struggling to pay our fees. So we are trying by every means to do something which is illegal, some cannot name.
The plight of teachers cuts across many civil servants, as they are being paid by the same employer, the government of Zimbabwe. All are crying foul over the deepening economic crisis in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.